first one we went to was our epic trip to Castella de la Frontera in Spain, which basically involved a big Bedford yellow BT sort of converted truck, and Dave in his Volkswagen Beetle, and that really was the beginning of the No Fit State gang. So Pete was there, and I was there, and Ali was there, and Tom was there, and Dave was there. So the original, and then obviously Alison was there. At the time, Pete was going out with Lynn, and the idea was we would busk from the UK all the way down the west coast of France, go across the Pyrenees, and then bus down the Mediterranean coast of Spain all the way to Cadiz. We got as far as Benidorm before the anti-English tourists decided to burn our truck down. So we literally returned to find our truck and all our belongings burnt. I think we spent 2 weeks living, or a week or so on the living on the pavement. Then we realised that we had a breakdown insurance for the truck, which paid for us to stay in a hotel for a couple more weeks. Then we got our act together, and we all ended up back in Castilla. So yeah, we used to go to juggling conventions, and I think that trip also honed our ability to busk. And our, because to be honest, one thing No Fit State, obviously it's very well known for its working in tents and the rest of it, but we're very familiar with working on the street. We could really, you know, we were, so, you know, a captive festival audience was easy for us. You know, a tough Scunthorpe, rainy Friday afternoon busk, which you're paid for by to go up and do, that's a tougher gig. But we could, you know, I think we were pretty honed street performers by then.
Yeah, I think the street's a good place to learn this stuff.
It is.
If it doesn't work, they walk away. They're not sitting in a captive seat.
You need to be able to do your circus skill, but you need to have the patter, the banter, the ability to not be disillusioned when, you know, you went really hard and you went 20p, or to survive the nasty comments. So I think, you know, literally that busk must have lasted 3 months, I think. The only money we had was the money that we would take from each gig, and then, you know, that would pay for our food, our beer, and more petrol. And then we'd get to the next place, and then we'd have to busk until we could afford more petrol as well as the beer and the food.